preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
That was President Obama from his 2009 inauguration. When the president took office 4 years ago, there was much excitement and hope as the Democratic Party regained the nation's top office. But his inauguration was also historic as he became the first African-American president.
I'm an African-American male myself. I really appreciate that this country looked beyond this guy's racial background.
Dr. Ron Stewart is a professor of sociology at Buffalo State. He's in D.C. for today's inauguration. Stewart says he hopes today is a unified event that brings the nation together, despite the differences over issues on the economy and gun control.
I think that they really need to just give the man a break and let him lead. Like his leadership on gun control, this is sort of like unprecedented in terms of the kinds of policies that he's pushing through, but he continues to have that type of opposition that seemingly will not go away. But in spite of that, he's pushing his agenda, and that's what I think he should continue to do.
Stewart noted that some of the students joining him in Washington voted for the first time for a president in November, and today he believes this event will be a teachable moment.
For those students, it's just going to be something that they'll be able to share with their grandchildren. But I also think it speaks to the importance of, you know, our democracy and how it works. You can vote for a person, and then you can go and see that person that you voted for in terms of your political action, inaction.
This isn't just a trip. It's to celebrate the moment when they became political citizens of the country.
Student Muhammad Sambandu is a senior at Buffalo State majoring in political science. He's also in Washington for today's inauguration.
Above all, the students expressed desire to participate in a watershed moment in our history by attending the second inauguration of the first black president. And to me, attending this inauguration is a confirmation of hope and realization that dreams do come true and that anyone can be president.
WBFO News asked Sambandu and Stewart what their message would be to President Obama as he's about to lead the country over the next 4 years.
My message to President Obama is to always keep the country at heart when making decisions.
He should have his agenda, and he should push it forward in spite of the opposition, and I think the country will get behind him.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.